Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Here to talk about that, it's Vinny and Haiti, Bob Haiti, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Turn it up Tuesday when allowed. Send request plus for text line 410-583-1057. So on the Window Nation guest hotline is with CBSSports.com. Let's welcome back Mike Axisa. First of all, Mike, how are you feeling this afternoon? It's a happy new year for baseball fans, for sure.
I feel great. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. Before we get to the playoffs themselves, let's talk about the managerial carousel going on. And we know Boshi's out in Texas, mutual parting of the ways. You got Bob Melvin out in San Francisco. And Boshi's managed to manage there. We can connect dots if we want. Rocco Baldelli out in in Minnesota. Mendoza stays with the Mets. The Orioles are going to start a full-on search for their new skipper. But of the managerial changes that have happened since the end of the season, which one surprises you the most, if any of them?
You know, the ones that have, of the three that have happened, I guess the Twins almost by default. Like, I'm not surprised that Melvin is out in San Francisco. They've been 500 under him for 2 years now, and president of baseball operations there, Buster Posey, he didn't hire Melvin, right? He was a holdover from the previous front office. And usually when that happens, you know, and the team's disappointing, the manager kind of goes, and the new head of baseball operations guy hires his own manager. Bochy's 70 years old, and he was at the end of his contract, I believe. And I didn't see, when they hired him 3 years ago, and he won them the World Series the first year, I didn't see this as like, you know, he's going to be the manager for the next 10 years. It seemed like it'd be a short-term thing, and that's kind of exactly how it played out. And they hired Skip Schumaker last offseason. He's in their front office, but he was manager of the year with the Marlins 2 or 3 years ago. When they did that, it would kind of seem like there was a succession plan in place that, you know, okay, when Bochy is ready to walk away, we're going to insert Schumaker, and we're just going to go on our way. And the Twins were just, I mean, they weren't awful at the trade deadline. They were kind of like hanging around there, and they just traded 10 players off their roster. Were horrible down the stretch, and the team has underperformed the last few years, and Baldelli deserves some blame for that, but he's not the biggest problem there. But so I guess I'm surprised most by that, just kind of by default, but I don't think it was the most shocking thing in the world that he got let go.
Now, here in Baltimore, Brandon Hyde, full-time manager, dismissed back in late May, and Tony Manzalino did yeoman's work, actually finished above 500 as the Orioles skipper. But as Mike Elias said, the big chair, still looking to fill the big chair. How attractive is that Orioles job going to be to insert managerial candidate here?
Yeah, I think it'll be a pretty attractive job. It's, you got a roster that, I know things didn't go their way this year, but you can see that team contending next year, right? And it kind of depends what they do with their pitching staff this offseason. But this is not where, you know, you're kind of looking at the Twins job and it's like, geez, that team's not going to be good for 3 years now. That's not the case with the Orioles. And yeah, I think it's a pretty attractive job. And I'm not surprised they're doing a full search here, even after Manzalino was, you know, they were better under him. They weren't great, but they were better. I'm not surprised that they're kind of doing a full search here. You got to at least do your due diligence here and see what's out there. And it's so early in this process, right? Like, you know, the postseason starts today. This is something you want to get wrapped up before more teams make more changes and start hiring guys. You want to get the best candidates as soon as possible. So I'm not surprised that they're kind of like going all in on this right now.
Mike Exesis, CBSSports.com, talking baseball playoffs and other MLB stuff here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Playoffs start today. You got the Guardians hosting the Tigers. Now, back on July 4th, the Tigers were probably the favorites, Mike, as you know, to win the World Series. Now, here they are on the road in a wild card round against the Guardians team that the Orioles, I think, in August were a game behind at one point. But if Detroit could somehow get it together and win, well, not just this series, but even make a deep run in October, would that kind of ease the pain of what was the most historic collapse in baseball history?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, you can see the way the Tigers kind of treated this past weekend. They didn't put a big premium on winning the division because the difference between winning the at this point, you know, at this point in the season after the collapse, the difference was home field advantage in this wildcard series. Like, that's really it. There was no bye attached. If they really want the division, they would have started Scooble on Sunday. They didn't do that. They just figured our best chance to advance is Scooble in game one on Tuesday, and that's what we're going to do. And they didn't really put a big premium on winning that division. So it's kind of weird because you get this huge collapse, but they also by the end didn't really care about the division because they were going to be in anyway. And if they make a deep run, it'll help. I don't know. I thought they were really kind of like out over their skis a little bit early in the season. They were a good team. I didn't think they were really that good. They've been much worse than I expected since then. I expected them to come back to earth a little bit, but not this much. And I don't know. I just feel like if whoever comes out of that series goes on to play the Mariners, and I feel like the Mariners are just going to like mop the floor with that team, and then that'll be the end of the AL Central this postseason, I think.
Now you have Padres, Cubs, Red Sox, and Yankees, and that's for me anyway. It's like pick a winner. I neither. Who do you want to win? Neither. I don't want either one of them to win. And then the Reds and Dodgers, which looks to be the big air quotes mismatch. Give us an upset, and what's going to be the most intriguing series over the next couple of days here? Maybe three tops.
I mean, it kind of has to be Yankees, Red Sox, right? I think this is just look at the two teams involved. I think this is the best combination of two teams there. I think the Dodgers and Reds is a bit of a mismatch. The Padres and Cubs will be pretty exciting, I think. Just going by the storylines and everything, I think the Yankees and the Red Sox, that's history there, and just the quality of the two teams. And I think that'll be the most, that's kind of like those teams don't play normal games, right? Like they're going to be like chaotic games. And I think that'll be the most entertaining. Cubs Padres is going to be a fun series. There are a lot of really fun, good players on those two teams. And I think the Cubs are kind of being slept on. I know they've got some injuries there. Cade Horton's not going to be able to pitch until at least the NLCS, I believe. And Matthew Boyd's not been great lately. So there are some questions there, but I feel like the Cubs are being slept on. They're like a really good, well-rounded team. Just for the intrigue, though, I mean, it's got to be Yankees, Red Sox.
Hey, Mike, of the wild card teams, a team that could win, that could make a surprising run.
Surprising. I can't say the Yankees because it would be the Yankees or the Dodgers there, because it wouldn't be a surprise. I guess I would go with the Padres. They don't hit a lot of home runs, and that's kind of a problem because, you know, you look at the last really 10, 15 years in the postseason, fewer runs are scored during the regular season, but there's more home runs hit per game. You know, home runs take on more importance, and the Padres don't really do that, but they have guys who can hit the ball out of the park with Machado and Tatis, and they had a Ryan O'Hearn at the deadline, and the bullpen is just so good. Like, their plan is just scratch out a lead early and you turn it over to that bullpen, which is like five guys deep that are really great. And I could see them kind of, you know, they were just okay at times during the regular season. I could see them making like a run to the NLCS or even the World Series. That, you know, if I'm not going to go Yankees and Dodgers out of the wild card teams, then I think the Padres would be my pick there.
Mike Exesis, CBSSports.com. Mike, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the wild card round, and we'll talk to you as October progresses here.
Yep, sure thing, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
There's Mike Exesis. Don't forget, San Diego lost Ramon Laureano, too. Hopefully, he'll be back for the division round, who was really having an impact on that offense. We'll come back. It's buy or sell. Let's count some dough. Then we'll get to your phone calls. Then we got news from the desk. Going to hear from John Harbaugh. We've heard him talk about how disappointed he's been in the offense, at least yesterday. Let's hear what he has to say about his defense, which I believe is still ranked last in the NFL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Got news from the Nats coming up bottom of the hour. Going to hear from John Harbaugh. Met with the media yesterday out at One Winning Drive. Going to hear from Mike Elias as well, as he met with the media yesterday. We'll talk more about that with Matt Weirich from the Baltimore Sun. Coming up at 1:30, bad news coming out of Maryland basketball land for Buzz Williams. Rakees Passmore transferred from Kansas in the offseason. It was a top 40 recruit coming out of high school. Torrey's Achilles out for the season. Nolan McGraw, athleticism through the roof. Was expected to have a role on this year's remade roster. Let's not forget, it's an entirely new team. Entirely different coaching staff, and Passmore was a guy who was highly regarded, was recruited to Kansas, and now transferred to Maryland, where he was expected to get significant minutes. He's going to miss the entirety of the 2025-26 season. So there's bad injury news for Maryland before the season even starts. By the way, Terps tip off their campaign November 3rd in Baltimore against Coppin State. So there you go. So hopefully you got better sports news to get into. But right now, hopefully good financial news by yourself.
Well, the Dow is down 70. The S&P's down 6. NASDAQ's down 41. How about DraftKings, man? They're down $4.23. Whew. Under Armour, they're down 4 cents.
That's the O-line's fault.
Yeah.
It's just blaming on that. And Harbaugh.
It's Falele.
Harbaugh
while
we're
crap together.
What are you doing? All right, we'll start here in the NFL. Only 4 weeks into the season, it's already being referred to as the year of the blocked kick. We had a flurry of them in week three that caused chaos around the league. And then just a few days ago, the Bears blocking the Raiders' potential game-winner attempt as time expired. Another example of a huge blocked kick. What is leading to all of this? What's the reason? Is it just dumb luck? Well, some anonymous coaches disagree. This was an interview done by CBS Sports asking some personnel, players, and coaches from teams around the league, hey, what's the deal here? Is it just, you know, what is it? I mean, we have nothing to go off of. Well, one coach said that this is the result of paying too much attention to the new kickoff rules, less practice time being allocated to the field goal and punt protection throughout training camp and throughout the week as well. Vinny, are you buying or selling that as a reasonable explanation here for the increase in block kicks?
No, I'll sell it. I mean, I was out at the Ravens practice all the time. It seemed like they, you know, I mean, they take a ton of time on special teams and stuff. I don't quite understand it. Like watching the Pittsburgh game on Sunday morning, the guy, the Vikings guy, number two, you know, the corner who came up, Rodgers came off the corner. That was an awesome move by him because the end man on the line of scrimmage for Pittsburgh, he reaches out and he slapped his hands down like a pass rusher and then had a clear run. You know, so to, you know, maybe they're studying more. I don't know. Hubble's almost had two punts blocked.
And you also see at least a lot of guys in the interior of the line just blowing through untouched, unimpeded, just like, or on the football before the foot gets to it.
Well, right. The other thing that could be is, you know, you don't ever get to go live. You never are live. So the first time you're live, you know, you're kind of shocked when they're coming so hard. Like, you're talking about up the middle, Bob, and everything. They're coming hard, and you're used to, like, in practice, like, you know, just kind of like thud. You know, because at preseason, that's not your whole group in the preseason. So maybe there's going to be a lot of blocks early. But as the season goes on, when you get more comfortable with it, there won't be.
Over to baseball here. A year after lingering on the open market, Pete Alonso will once again be entering free agency. He's decided to opt out of the second year that he signed for with New York a year ago, settling for a short-term deal to begin with. I mean, that was a big talking point last winter. When was he going to sign? Why is it taking so long? Well, the decision for him to opt out, it's going to grab headlines, especially on the heels of the Mets' collapse to miss the playoffs. But in reality, Alonso was set to make less in 2026 than he was in 2025. This comes after he posted better stats across the board than he did in 2024, that is. And he played a full 162, so he's healthy. He's got all the leverage at this point, so he wants to be paid accordingly. Buy or sell, Bob, Alonso will end up back with the Mets, this time on the long-term deal he wants.
Yeah, I'm going to buy that. And it got acrimonious, as you said. And Alonso is beloved there. I think Diaz might opt out, too. They're closer in New York. But he'll get a deal done. And then when he does something well, you'll get a profanity-laced post-game interview for all to listen to.
Back to the NFL. Brian Callahan's seat is getting very warm, say the least.
It's scorching. He doesn't want to sit down.
Right. Well, 0-4 start to this year, but you got to go back to his first year as head coach last year. We've got 10 total losses in a row at this point, 6 to end last year, 4 to start this year. And this is just getting embarrassing. I mean, it's not like they're losing close games or there's little small victories that you can point to for a growing team. They're getting flat out embarrassed in a lot of cases. And Callahan, feeling that pressure, a fiery press conference answer the other day, was asked about his team upholding the resilient and relentless mantra that he laid out when he arrived in town. He felt like it was a gotcha question, started to have a little back and forth with the reporter. All of this to say, it seems inevitable that he's going to be gone. Question is, how soon? Buy or sell, Vinny, the Titans must move on midseason to avoid wasting any time with a rookie quarterback.
Buy it. I'll buy it. When's their buy? You know, that's what I would imagine. You know, the problem there is, too, is I'm sure his dad would leave, too, as the O-line coach. So both those guys would be gone. But, I mean, Callahan, he didn't even call plays at Cincinnati. You know, I mean, that's a thing.
Bye week, not until week 10. That's November. Got a ways to go here.
Is there a Thursday night game that they could do it on a Friday?
No, they got all Sundays. A lot of 1 o'clock.
Because the quarterback's getting killed. I mean, he is getting killed.
And he's already complaining loudly after games.
Well, let's see here. Finish things off here in the NFL as well. Outside of Sunday's loss to the Giants, the Chargers have looked very strong this season, and Justin Herbert's been a huge part of that, playing at times what appears to be a step above what he's displayed the last couple years. If there was one downside, though, taking way too many hits. Even Jim Harbaugh mentioned this after Sunday's loss, when his quarterback was knocked around 12 times and sacked twice. Overall, he's been sacked 12 times in 4 games. Just last year, sacked a career-high 41 times in 17 games. Buy or sell, Bob, Herbert will end up being sacked a new career high in 2025, well, more than 41.
Well, Alt out for multiple weeks. Mm-hmm. Just saw that on NFL Network, who got hurt against the Giants. 41 sacks, I'm selling it. He'll get sacked a lot, but 41, that's a ton of sacks, man. And he's got some mobility. He'll figure out a way to get out of the jam. And now this Hampton kid's going to provide a running game for them. Maybe G-Row will get back to what his bread and butter is. So, yeah, that was a very disappointing loss, in my humble opinion, because I thought the Chargers, and they still may, level up. But, hey, let's give credit to the Giants. Old Jackson. I think Jackson Dart's mom hit him. That's how many people were hitting him on Sunday up at the Meadowlands. And Quentin Johnston went from bust to like a guy who he scores like every week, it seems. And who gave Keenan Allen that fountain of youth drink that he's been sipping from here? But either way, that's neither here nor there. What else you got, Nolan? I know you're full of information.
Well, we're chock full of giveaways there this week, so let's keep it rolling here. I got four more tickets, a four-pack of tickets, to see Maryland take on Washington this Saturday, 3:30 kickoff in College Park. And actually, it was on social media, saw that today is actually the anniversary of CQ Stadium opening.
Well, 75th anniversary.
Right. Now referred to as CQ, but been referred to as many things in its history. But yeah. 75 years. Go visit the historic stadium this Saturday if you are a lucky winner. I'm looking for caller number 8 at 410-583-1057. And stay tuned, because we got concert tickets coming up before today's show is done.
Who are we going to jam to? Stick around for that. We'll come back. We're going to jam to Harbaugh next. John, that is. He's met with the media. Talked about his defense. Is his confidence level pretty high? You'll find out next. We're going to hear from Mike Elias as well. We got NFL lunch at 1 o'clock. Vinny's Feeble Five, the five worst teams in the NFL. Looking at you, Saints and others. And then Matt Weirich, Baltimore's son, talk about what he heard from Mike Elias and Tony Manzalino yesterday. The end of season. Orioles press conference, a season that ended in a very disappointing fashion.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the Nest. Turn it up Tuesday. Video at Haney 105.7. The Fan. Ravens are off today. Back at it tomorrow, getting ready for the Houston Texans. Ravens are 3.5-point favorites. Two division winners from 2024, both sitting at 1-3 in 2025 for different reasons. But the Ravens defense, they've been bad. We'll start breaking down the film tomorrow. But John Harbaugh was asked about the D, and do you still have trust in it?
We're not too far away on defense. I really feel confident that we're going to play good, really good defense this year. I really am, and I know the fans hear that, and I hope they have a little bit of confidence in us that we've been down this road before a little bit. We do need to get healthy for sure.
The only thing I would say to that, Bob, is when they went down that road, they had to bring somebody else in. They had to bring in Dean Pease to help out last year. And he got them to 10th. They finished 10th overall in defense last year, you know. And I mean, I keep going back to, you know, when Zach Orr was on his own last year for the first, what, 4 or 5 games. Okay. It was bad. It was bad. Kind of like it is right now. It was bad. All right, so what did they do after that Bengal game? Brought in Dean Pease, and then eventually started to get better and better and better. All right, so right now, it's bad for 4 straight weeks. I mean, Bob, they gave up 497 yards to Buffalo, and they're averaging now 407 yards a game they're giving up. And they're at least last year, Bob, at the beginning, they could stop the run. They did one thing well. Now, they don't do anything. I mean, they're 31st total, 31st pass, 27th against the rush, 32nd in points. I mean, you know, it's bad. Now who are they going to – how? What are you going to do? How are you going to fix it? You know, I mean, you're going to say, well, health, okay. But up until this point, you've been last every week, and you had everybody. So what are we changing?
The assumption was, well, first of all, you heard John Harbaugh talk about injuries. Matt Ibike's gone for the year. Humphrey and Roquan are going to be out for a few weeks here, definitely through the bye, which is in a couple of weeks after Houston and the Rams. But the assumption was Chuck Pagano was brought in to be Dean Pease.
Agreed.
What's his impact? Because you pointed it out earlier today. It's not like the secondary's playing all that great fundamentally here either.
No, they
got the secondary coach.
They got a million missed tackles, Bob. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they just, you know, I mean, they're close. I don't see how they're close. I mean, do we see adjustments? I mean, when you saw Kansas City, you know, what? No, let's go back to Mike McDonald in Kansas City, too. How many times, like Kansas City puts 11 men up at the line of scrimmage? When Mike McDonald was the coordinator, to me, we were much more aggressive. And they would put 11 guys up there. You know, some would come, some wouldn't come. You'd confuse people. You'd have free rushers. A lot of the time, I'm not a defensive coordinator, but I don't know. Are putting the guys in the best position? Apparently not, because we suck at every category. We can't get to the quarterback. We can't get turnovers. You know, I mean, that was the whole mantra. You know, every day at practice, turnovers, turnovers, turnovers. You know, they have one interception.
Yeah.
One
forced fumble.
Yeah, and Bob, I'll say this. You know, like offensively, they said, all right, we've got to fix penalties. We've got to fix penalties. Instead of being one, they're 27th now. So, I mean, they have improved there. But, you know, I mean, when I look at the numbers defensively, you know, I mean, it's what's good right now? What's good? You know, so what are you going to do? What are we going to see different against Houston that we've been seeing every week? Tackling's poor. We can't get to the quarterback. So, okay, you can't get there with your rusher, so what are we're bringing people, we're doing those kind of things. You know, what are we going to do differently?
And for the Ravens, you mentioned the defensive, you know, inability to do things. They have 4 sacks, 2 from a guy who hasn't played in 2 weeks, Nnamdi Madubuike is out for the year,
yeah,
and 2 from Tavius Robinson. And your leading sack guy from last year, He's hurt, Kyle Van Noy.
I'm hope. Well, Van Noy practiced a little. Hopefully, he plays
running
this
on the
week.
Side,
yeah, hopefully he can play this week. And you know what? The way Humphrey's been playing, Bob, the last couple weeks, having somebody else play, I don't think it's a bad thing. You know, I mean, Humphrey's missed tackles, got a dumb penalty, got beat on the deep ball. You know, I mean, they were going after him. So, I mean, it's a copycat league. So if one team is watching film and they see everybody going after Humphrey, you know, people are going after him.
Dafe Owe, who had 10.5 sacks last year, is zero.
Yeah.
Through the first month of the year.
Yeah, that's he's got to get effort sacks, or because he's got great speed, he can't naturally bend the corner so he can win. I mean, they should have been able to beat Simmons last week. Everybody else had been up to that point, you know. And then all of a sudden you play the Ravens and your old line is like pretty damn good. Like Detroit coming in, their old line was struggling too. No, I feel good about that old line. And that you got to win. You got to match up one-on-one. You got to win. Every now and then you got to win. As a pass rusher, if you just win twice, if you won twice every game, Bob, you're going to make $40 million a year.
C.J. Stroud through four games. Houston's quarterback's been sacked 10 times. But as we said, the Ravens have four sacks.
Yeah. And their O-line has been strong. And they can't run the ball either. You know, so, I mean, their defense is ranked, or their offense is 25th. And they can't score points, Bob. They score on an average of 18 points.
Yeah, they finally busted out a little bit against the hapless Titans.
Right.
But, you know, that means they're due against the Ravens defense that might be more beleaguered than Tennessee's is right now. It's Biddy at 81.057 The Fan, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass, news from the Nest. Hey, let's get back to blaming the offense. Hey, Harps, how come you guys aren't running the ball enough?
Yeah, I mean, we need more plays on offense. I mean, we've been in the 50-play range, you know. And that's the biggest thing. And you need more plays. You need more consistency. And definitely, I mean, running the ball is a big part of our plan in that game. And we didn't do it. You know, we just didn't do it. Part of it's the three series. We got into some dropback stuff there and got knocked off the field. And the next thing you know, then we throw a couple screens. We hit some screens. But we didn't execute on those screens. The next thing you know, there's a three and out, more of a legitimate three and out, and then you don't have an opportunity to run the ball like you want to. But yeah, running the ball with Derek, running the ball with Justice, that was good too, you know, and breaking some tendencies there with that. We like that too.
Now, you know, I mean, I go back to the one, you know, and I'm totally with Harbs, Bob, on the we got to get more plays. All right. But how do you... I'm going back to the defense. You want more plays? Defense, how about some three and outs?
Oh, yeah.
You know, not field goal, touchdown, touchdown, miss field goal, touchdown, punt. All right? You know, I mean, that's my, you know, time of possession. They had 35 minutes. So that's how you get more plays. You know, they had 10 more minutes. That's how you get more plays. You want to run more plays? Defense, get your ass off the field.
Yep, they've been getting killed in third downs and fourth downs, I think, the last 2 weeks. Detroit and Kansas City were perfect against them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just so frustrating watching because, you know, if you're an offensive dude, Bob, are you say you're...
I'm offended.
You're an old lineman sitting over there, and it's like, damn, we got to go score again. You know, and then you're sitting there for 11 minutes, and it's like... Oh, heck, are they ever going to get off the field?
Well, we come back, we'll take your phone calls. 410-583-1057. Say hello to Nolan McGraw. I haven't really talked much with him outside of buy or sell. We'll talk with Mike about Mike Elias and Matt Weirich coming up at 1:30. Got NFL lunch at 1. Vinny's Feeble 5. Who are the 5 worst teams in the National Football League through 4 weeks? And we'll look ahead to the Week 5 schedule, which includes Baltimore back home, taking on Houston. Ravens, 3.5-point favorites over the Texans. Two playoff teams from last year, two division winners, both 1-3. Sitting here at 1-3 in the last day of September, back-to-back home games against playoff teams from last year, Houston and the Rams. Houston 1-3, LA's 3-1. And the Bears come in after the bye, and they've won 2 in a row.
Yeah.
as Caleb Williams. You know, they're getting it together a little bit in Chicago. Let's get out to the phones, hear what the people have to say. We'll go to Brian in Owings Mills. Brian, what is up?
What's going on, guys, man? They should call that, instead of one winning drive, one ignorant drive, because those are not smart people. They're all ignorant. I mean, you got a coach sitting here saying this defense is going to get better. In what world? 133 points? Are you insane? You hired a guy with no experience when you had a Super Bowl caliber team. You got an MVP quarterback, best quarterback this organization has ever had. Okay? Can you imagine Brian Billick? You know, you said that Harbaugh's a Hall of Famer in your opinion. Now, I think you got it wrong. Brian Billick would have been the Hall of Famer. Can you imagine if Brian Billick had both these quarterbacks, how many Super Bowls he would have had?
I think he won with defense, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yes, he did, because he didn't have an offense, Vinny. He didn't have the kind of talent that we got.
Well, he's the one that wanted Scott Mitchell, if you remember that. So he kind of
tried to get anything he could try to get. There wasn't anything out there at the time. But what I'm saying to you is he did not have a Lamar Jackson. He didn't have a Joe Flacco. He didn't have a Flowers or Bateman or any of the talent that this idiot has. And last I checked, we brung in Foster and we struggled. You know what he did? He fired the coordinator, took over, and got us in the postseason. He didn't point fingers and say that guy did it and that guy did it. He took accountability. Something this guy can't do. But you defend him. He's a Hall of Famer, in your opinion.
He is.
Okay. You're delusional, like everybody else that's saying Lamar just quit. Instead of saying, yeah, he didn't quit. He had a right to give up on his team because they gave up on him. They had failed.
Well, first of all, hold on. For people just tuning in, you threw out that people saying Lamar quit. Let's stress, we weren't those people. There are social media trolls were saying Lamar quit on the team he gave up and Roquan quit too and all of that. No, that didn't come from this source at all. Look, Brian Billick, and we love Coach Billick, and mm-hmm. He did win a Super Bowl, and he's a cool dude, and you know, at one point we were co-workers at WNST. He never got a head coaching job again after he left the Ravens. So what am I missing? And now he's retired and living a good life, and we'd all like to be Brian Billick right now. But let's pump the brakes a little bit. Brian Billick's last year in Baltimore, they were what, 5-11?
Very ugly.
Yeah. And the year they were 5-11 and 5, went 13-3, lost in the first round, didn't score a touchdown in that playoff game, by the way. And then went 5-11 again or somewhere along those lines, and he was gone. And Harbaugh's first year with a rookie quarterback, they went to the AFC Championship game. Oh, Brian, I know you hate John Harbaugh. I think you've made that perfectly clear. But let's not get into revisionist history here, Nolan.
Right. And I think I've said this to Brian in the past, too. But both things can be true. Like, I mean, Harbaugh is going to make the Hall of Fame someday.
Sure.
I mean, and we say that not as a, oh, let's kiss Harbaugh's rear end, as just a, you know, comparing resumes. It is what it is. He's probably going in. You can say that and also say or be of the belief that it might be time to make a change. Both things can be true.
No doubt.
And quite frankly, the Harbaugh thing, I've been a long Harbaugh supporter, but in the last year or so, I've wavered a little bit just because of the repetition of some of these issues popping up over and over and over again. But I maintain that he would be or should still be the guy because of the player support for him. Besides a Bernard Pollard, I can't think of anyone who's been a vocal opponent of John Harbaugh, and that's of a very, very long tenure as a head coach. Look across the league. There's guys mad at their coaches over anything and everything. Every single week, it's something. Get this guy out of here. Players butting heads with their coaches.
We just talked about A.J. Brown.
Right. So the players will complain if you give them a chance. And even if you don't give them a chance, they're going to find a way to complain. For Harbaugh to have so few vocal opponents, I think, is very telling. But with that being said, he's going to be tested this year. If you are that great of a coach, if you are a Hall of Fame coach, if everything that we've said about you in the past is true, then injuries or no injuries, you should be able to keep this team from imploding, which right now they're staring down the barrel of a gun. And it looks like they could implode and the locker room could be lost. I'm not saying that what their record's going to be, but if he keeps the locker room together, I think that would be more telling about who he is as a coach.
I would tend to agree. I could see a situation like Andy Reid in Philly, where it was just time, mm-hmm. you know, and look at what it did for Andy and look what it did for Philly. It was good for both. You know, Philly's won Super Bowls since Andy left, and Andy's won multiple Super Bowls in Kansas City. So in that type of situation, when you're in a spot for a long time, you know, and it's probably be good for Mike Tomlin, too, you know.
Right. But at what point, I think the Tomlin thing is very similar. What point do you value the floor too much? And by that, I mean, okay, we know
the winning record.
Right. Yeah, we know with Mike Tomlin, we're going to be in that conversation. We know with John Harbaugh, the Ravens are going to be in the playoffs. That was a thought. This year, things are looking a little haywire. But again, player support, the resume, and the fact that if you make a change at coach, I don't even know what that next coach is going to be. We could completely fizzle out and not make the playoffs at all. At least with Harbaugh, we knew that we were going to be in the situation to maybe avenge the wrongs that have happened the last couple of years. But the choking, all of it, I understand the fan frustration and why it adds up.
Yeah, they're significant favorites to get to the Super Bowl this year. We've talked best roster maybe in the history of the franchise. And they're sitting here 1-3. Injuries have had, it's like the Orioles. Injuries have had a lot to do with it, but they played poorly in certain areas as well. And they have been poorly coached in certain areas as well. So I did the Orioles comparison. Their September was like the Orioles' April into May. Difference is Brandon High got whacked. If the Ravens are 1-5 at the bye, and if Lamar's not playing in the next two games, I think that's a realistic possibility. What happens? What's the dramatic change to make things better?
See, I think you know what could happen is they get things back on track. And I agree with you, Nolan. I think this is a big moment for Harbs over the next 4 weeks, you know? And if they were to come back, you know, and end up having a real good... Harbs will be up for coach of the year, because he is... I don't think he's ever been down like this before where it feels like it's off the rails.
2015 comes to mind, because they were one of the favorites to get to the Super Bowl that year, and they lost in Denver. Remember the primetime game, and then Flacco got hurt, but they started going pear-shaped before that.
And then injuries.
Yeah, injuries were a major problem. So 10 years later,
right,
reliving one of the ugliest years in Ravens history.
I mean, I think 2012, the Super Bowl year, I mean, there was a lot of frustration with the locker room after they got blown out by the Texans. Mm-hmm. It was right before the bye. And even Harbaugh has since gone on to say that, yeah, things were very contentious, but they navigated it. And then we know what they went on to do that year. You know, to me, that was a feather in Harbaugh's cap that year. I mean, even if the players were upset with him, Bernard Pollard included, they still got where they needed to go. This year, he's going to be heavily tested.
Yep.
That's all it is.
Look, I was hosting the Bernard Pollard show that year. I was living that entirety of that season, listening to Bernard every Monday night at Two Rivers. And they had that mutiny because he wanted to practice on the bye week. And the so-called leader stepped up and said, oh, no. And by the way, they won the Super Bowl not because of the defensive leaders, because the offense got hot in the postseason. NFL lunch next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.